From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. In a stunning upset, Republican Scott Brown has won election to be the next U.S. Senator from Massachusetts. Brown won a special election to fill the seat left empty by the death of the late Edward Kennedy. NPR's Tovia Smith has this report.
I am at Scott Brown's headquarters where the crowds here broke out in cheers. I heard one person say to a friend here in the crowd, this is unreal. I think Republicans are as stunned as anyone that Scott Brown managed to close the 30-point gap in just a few weeks and win this race in very left-leaning Massachusetts. As one campaign official put it, this blue state is now Brown Town. Brown has promised to be that vote to defeat President Obama's plans to overhaul health care. And Republicans say that the victory here is a repudiation of that plan. But it's also almost certainly due to mistakes made by Martha Coakley. She failed to really connect with voters, and many say they got the sense that she felt entitled to the seat. One of the most memorable lines of the campaign was when Scott Brown said, this is not the Kennedy seat, it's not the Democrat seat, it's the people's seat.
NPR's Tovia Smith in Boston. The U.S. military says another airport will open up in Haiti by Wednesday. NPR's Jackie Northam is at the airport in Port-au-Prince, where she says relief aid is trickling in.
The U.S. took over the airport several days ago, and there were some complaints that all they were trying to do, the U.S., was put in their military people, which makes sense to help keep the distribution centers safe and that type of thing. But there have been complaints that not enough aid flights were getting in because the U.S. was putting its military flights in. So now the U.S. who have taken over the airport saying, fine, the priority now is to get the aid in, whether it be fuel or water or medicine or what have you. But at this point, there are many, many people who still haven't seen any relief whatsoever.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Port-au-Prince. The World Food Program says more than 270,000 people in the capital so far have received food assistance. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Food Program says things are better, but it often is frustrated in its efforts to provide assistance because of prevailing conditions. For instance, spokeswoman Amelia Casella says WFP aimed to reach 100,000 people with food aid yesterday, but was only able to reach 60,000.
We were unable to get to the full amount we hoped to yesterday due to a number of issues, including aftershocks, which further damaged our warehouse. And it's made it very difficult to load some of the food that was in the warehouse locations.
Casella says WFP will try to distribute food to another 100,000 people today. In the coming week, it hopes to distribute 10 million ready-to-eat rations. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
This is NPR News. Police in the central Virginia town of Appomattox are hunting down a suspect in the slaying of 8 men and women late Tuesday. Authorities say 7 bodies were found at a home, and the 8th victim, left on the side of the road, died en route to the hospital. State police say officers circled a wooded area where the suspect was believed to be hiding. Spokesman Sergeant Thomas Molnar says police do not know of a possible motive for the killings. New York governor says his state's budget has crashed. David Patterson proposed harsh cuts to solve a $7.5 billion deficit. NPR's Robert Smith has more.
Health and education are the big ticket items in New York's budget, and that's where most of the cuts are coming. School aid would be slashed by 5%. $1 billion would be taken away from hospitals and nursing homes. The proposed budget still needs to pass the New York legislature, but Governor Patterson says there's little wiggle room.
This is not a budget of choice. This is a budget of necessity.
The New York governor is also suggesting adding $1 billion in new taxes. Among the plans, adding $1 to the cost of cigarettes and a new tax on soft drinks. The state also hopes to raise money by legalizing the sale of wine in grocery stores and allowing the sport of mixed martial arts, also known as ultimate fighting. The governor thinks the state can get an extra $2 million a year by taxing the tickets. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Asian stocks were mostly lower Wednesday amid renewed fears of Chinese lending curbs and concerns about U.S. corporate earnings that have provided mixed signals about the strength of the economic recovery. In Tokyo, Japan's Nikkei index is down 27 points at 10,737. This is NPR News from Washington.